Hi writers, Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. And this has been a fairly quiet week for me, which is kind of good work-wise because with my younger daughter home visiting for 7 weeks, I am out and about a lot and struggling to keep up with things. So even though I'm always, of course, anxious to hear news about, you know, books that are in the pipeline or submissions that I've made, it's also kind of nice that there has not been much urgent this past week. So I will give you the updates that I do have. For winter, which is Snack, Snooze, Skedaddle, my book that comes out a month from tomorrow, I can't believe it, I've been working on promotional materials. So I had tried farming out the book trailer, and that did not pan out as I feared it might not. So I do not have a book trailer. I do plan to make one probably next week. Meanwhile, I have spent 2 days this week working on promotional activity sheets, basically downloadable activity sheets for winter. So one of them is a decoding kind of puzzle, and the other one is a memory game, kind of like concentration, where you flip things over and try to match them. They were both very time consuming to do as I'm, you know, messing around with art from the book, but having to filter it and change it so that it looks okay when printed out in black and white. And just all the design stuff, which I'm not very good at. So the illustrator has given a big thumbs up on one of the two, and I just sent her the second one. So I'm relieved to have two sheets possibly done, and I'll probably do one more simple one that is just a drawing activity for the child. So that one will be easier to do. For Loons, which comes out next spring, I had received a copy of the manuscript with some questions from, they originated with Chuck, the photographer, but they were filtered through Shannon, so they've, you know, discussed various things, and she just passed along to me the questions that she felt, you know, still needed answers. And so I made a few tweaks in word choices, and there were a couple of areas where not quite sure if the photograph, you know, matches the text as far as the right age of the loon chick. And so I answered those, and basically I heard back from her, you know, saying thanks for all the responses, and she thinks what they'll do now is move ahead with final photo selection and even book design, which will, you know, kind of decide which photos are going to be on each spread and where they will be, and then we'll take a look at those last couple trouble spots to see, do they work, are they accurate, or, you know, do I need to revise the text some more. And then the main thing that I have spent some time on this past week or two has been some assessment and freelance stuff that has come up. So I told y'all in a previous week that one of the major assessment companies that I write for has changed the way they do things. And it is a very cumbersome, not very writer-friendly process, and it's not nearly as efficient now. And so after I didn't submit any pitches for this passage bank that they're starting, I did hear from them and they invited me to pitch for two particular kinds of passages. So like a fifth grade nonfiction passage, and then it had to meet all these certain standards and stuff like that. So I had sent a pitch for each of those, and I spent about 3 hours doing those two pitches. And I heard back last week One pitch was still under consideration, and the other pitch they had to reject because they already have something on that topic for this round of testing. So they invited me to resubmit next year when they're doing this project, but they can't use it this year. And so I had sent an email, very polite. I mean, I have really enjoyed working with this company, so I'm not trying to be rude or burn bridges or anything, but I did send them an email that said, you know, basically, I have really loved writing for you over the years. I've been writing for them on and off. I can't remember what it said, but I want to say it was 2009, so 10 years. And I said I so enjoyed it, but this, you know, this pitch process, the way it is now, is just too time-consuming. So I said I probably won't be submitting pitches, but of course, if you approve the one that I sent a couple weeks ago, great, I'm happy to write that. And I did say if you ever want to assign a passage on a topic, I am happy to do that as well. And so I got an email. I've gotten two emails in return. So one of them said, you know, gosh, could you explain more about why this process is not writer friendly? Because, you know, maybe there are things they can adjust. So I have to give that some thought and reply to that, which I told him I would do next week. And then the other one, though, is that I got a nice email that just said, hey, well, they're still reviewing that initial first pitch. While that's still under consideration, would you like to write a passage about? And they gave me a particular topic, gave me the, you know, grade level, it's nonfiction, and gave me a word count and just a couple of basic things that I structurally that I have to do in this passage. And so I emailed back, sure, I would love to do that. So I have spent a couple hours on it and I have a good first draft. It's way too old. It's more like a sixth grade reading level. It's too in-depth, so I will be simplifying it a lot, and that's a lot of times how things start out for assessment, is my first attempt, I have way more detail than I can use, and I'm kind of just working my way through the material myself, and then the drafts after that are about simplifying, making it as streamlined and clear as possible, and making sure that I meet, you know, a bunch of the standards. So that is the assessment side of things. And then also, I was approached about doing some freelance writing for a financial services company. And I don't have a whole lot of experience with this, although I did work with one investment company, kind of doing project management for a website rebuilding that they did. This was like 5 or 8 years ago. And somebody remembered me from back then and had passed my name along to this person. And so I've had a couple conversations with people, and it may or may not work out. If it does work out, it sounds like the money would be lovely. It would just be a few hours a week. So it was just kind of a nice thing that as my assessment work could be coming to an end, you know, and that's an income stream that could be drying up, at least with this client. And so I would have to look for new clients to write for who pay at least as well as that client. But it was nice that right as that was happening, this other freelance writing thing kind of fell into my lap a little bit. And I don't know whether it will actually work out or not, but I just felt like, you know, if you work hard and you do your best, a lot of times right when you're worried about, oh no, I'm losing a client, or oh no, a big project is coming to an end, and then what am I going to do? It seems like often something pops up just when you need it. And it takes time to build your career up to that point where you have enough people and enough experiences that they kind of come together and there's always seems to be something new to do. So it's not like that when you first start out, but it does eventually seem to get to that point. So I'm grateful that I have an assessment assignment to do. I'm hoping to finish that up on Monday, and also, you know, interested to hear more about the possibilities of this new freelance client. So that is it for this week. Thank you to my patrons. You guys are awesome. Your support is why I am keeping this weekly audio up and many other things as well, and I really appreciate you guys. And to everybody, I hope you guys have an awesome writing week. Thanks.